Podcast 2023. I've got these new air wireless earphones, which is new. So I'm recording from that. I'm busy driving. I think there's a little bit more background noise in this, but let's see if it works out. I wrote the newsletter of Caught Podcast 2023 yesterday. So it's kind of, the story is quite fresh in my mind at the moment. First of all, just a bit of technical things about Caught Podcast 2. The vineyard is absolutely amazing. It is a, or no, let me first tell you the story, then we can get into the technical things. I was in a vineyard, a Karanya vineyard, old bushvine vineyard, no irrigation, in the middle of nowhere. So basically, if you take Hopefield, Darling, and Malmesbury, and you connect with a straight line those three towns, that will draw like a triangle. If you imagine kind of in the middle of the triangle, that's where this vineyard is located. So I was standing right there. The topsoil is pure light in color sand. It's not completely white, but almost white sand. So it looks like it's just a plain sandy soil. But if you dig in half a meter, there's coffee clip. We call it coffee stone. It's a very iron-rich subsoil. What makes that site really interesting is there's a shallow water vein running not far from the surface of the soil. So there's a constant moisture in the ground. The owner of the farm, he drilled a hole about, let's call it 5 centimeters in, deerschnitt. And he put a pipe into this hole. And then you have a piece of iron, or like a rod. So what you do is this pipe runs deep into the soil, and then you take the iron rod and you drop it into this pole, into the pipe. And then you pull it out. It works like a dipstick where you check your oil in a car. Then you can check the water level of the soil. So there's loads of water there. So the vineyard grows unirrigated in this really deep iron-rich soil with the sandy topsoil. So I was standing in the Karnia vineyard, and I had to get to Cape Town really quickly to pick up my passport. So I asked the guy, Jan the farmer. I said, Jan, his name is Jan Der. I said, Jan Der, how can I get to the big road heading down to Cape Town, like a shortcut to Cape Town? And then he said to me, Peter, he basically used his vineyards as beacons to try and guide me to the big road. So, and then at one point he said to me, when you see the Fernau Parish, you turn left. And then I said, for now, what? And basically, long story short, his grandfather planted this vineyard there many, many years ago. I've never heard of Fernau Parish at that stage. It was very, very new to me. Vineyard was at that stage about 35 years old. It's now obviously a lot older. It's in the 40s now. Not exactly sure how old now, but it's called it 45. I drove on my shortcut to Cape Town. The Afrikaans word for shortcut to Cape Town is Kort Pad Kaap Toe, means short road Cape Town, Cape 2. And so I went to my Kort Pad Kaap Toe, and I drove past this Fernau Parish vineyard. And I walked into this vineyard, and it was just absolutely amazing. I thought, wow, this is interesting. I looked at the grapes. It was so hot that day. I remember it was... It gets 40 plus in those vineyards. And I was standing there, and the grapes look so healthy. The skins are thick. The bunches is loose, so lots of aeration in the bunches. The vine is healthy, green leaves. The grapes were very close to being ripe. So very suitable for a super hot climate, which kind of stuck with me. And when I later found out that it's a Portuguese grape variety, it makes 100% sense. I mean, if you think Portugal is hot, it's dry, lots of heat, lots of sunshine. With that Fernau Parish, the Kort Pad Kaap Toe is planted in sand. So it's got almost like a reflect, the sun reflects on the white sand and actually penetrates the vines from the bottom and from the top from the sun. So it gets like sunlight from both sides. It gets lots of heat because it's so warm there. And the grape Fernau Parish is also called Maria Gomez. So love those two names, Fernau Parish and Maria Gomez. It almost sounds like some ruler of some weird nation, King Fernau Parish and his beautiful princess Maria Gomez. And The wine is fragrant. It's not super high in acid, so it allows us to pick a really early, like an early lower sugar, higher acidity component, lower in alcohol. Then we pick 3 days apart in four different batches. So we start on the first one, then we pick 3 days, 3 days, 3 days, and we make four different wines from that one block, each one at a different stage of ripening, producing different styles of wine. And they go together at the very end, and it forms the wine Kort Pad Kaaptoe. All the grapes pressed as whole bunches in the press. We take the juice, we settle the juice. It goes through a process of spontaneous fermentation in old French oak barrels, and we leave it on the lees for a whole year, and then we put the four components together, and that goes into to bottle. This is not a skin contact version. It's just a normal white wine. We've made skin contact versions of Kort Pad Kaaptoe before, called Kort Pad Kaaptoe 2.0. We've stopped doing that. That was just part of our growing phase, trying to figure out how we must actually handle this grape. Nowadays, we just make one batch, and it's like I said, normal white wine kind of procedures.